Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of
memories.
Oh, what joy, they bring to me.
They bring to me
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we go into your word, we ask the Holy Spirit to be with us, to open our hearts and minds so that we can receive a greater understanding of this your word and be better equipped, Father, to reach out to those around us that are walking in darkness or in weakness, to help them with the word, Father, to help them to understand that they too need more than themselves. They need the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives if they're going to make heaven their home and not spend eternity with Satan and all that have missed out. Now, Father, be with us throughout the study this evening, and I ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now we'll get ready and take communion. So all that is ready to take communion with us, get your bread. We know that the Lord, on the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." So eat your bread. All right, get your cup. And after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So drink your cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. All right. Now, we're going to be here in a different place. Well, we'll be in the same place we was in this morning, except we'll be in chapter 2 of Malachi. We had one this morning. Malachi is a short book. There's a lot of things in it that is good for us to know and to understand. Now, as we go into verse 1, and now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. 2. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessing. Yea, I have cursed them already, because ye do not lay it to heart. Well, wait a minute, I'll finish 3. Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feasts, and one shall take you away with it. 4. And you shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with the Lord, saith the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name. 6. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace, and in etiquette, and did turn many away from iniquity. 7. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. Now, you know, they was having a lot of the same trouble in Malachi's day as we are seeing and having here on earth today. And not just here. This trouble is scattered throughout the world. And all of the children of God, we need to be praying about it, coming together to stand with God to get it straightened out. Because we all need every ministry needs to be standing together in unity and in the truth of God's word. But they're not. But that's what needs to be done. But this covenant that he's referred to in this context is the covenant of an everlasting priesthood given to Dionysius and to the covenant made with Levi and his descendants because of their faithfulness to God in the midst of general infidelity. Now, therefore, it represents a call to a genuine priesthood. And this is what we are needing today. We need men in the podium that are walking with the Lord Jesus Christ in the truth of God's word, not teaching things that are contradictory to the word, but teaching the word and the truth of it, and doing so by standing in boldness. But we have very few today that are doing that. That's why we are not seeing much of the work of the power of Almighty God today in our churches. It's because the leadership in them is not right with God. They're not right with Him. Because anytime, as we have seen in Kings, and we're finding here as we're reading, when you go against Him and His commandments, you're not keeping them, He's going to put a curse on you, one way or the other. And because there is so much of it in this land, and we have allowed those that are evil into our government offices and have allowed them to bring the evil upon the people of this land and the land itself, we find that we have terrible things going on, haven't we? Because we've not been keeping His commandments. We've not been standing together. Our land would not be in the shape that it's in today. Because spiritually, it is in a weak in bad shape. And this should not be, because we had been a land that God had been blessing richly until we let these leaders do what they have done. All right, now, as we go on here, with 8, but ye are departed out of the way. You have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Now you see, Malachi's day is while they are still under the Mosaic law, and they are having all of this kind of trouble, even, as I said, in his day and time. They're not keeping the law, and we know they didn't, because that's why the Lord Jesus came, because man was not living as he should be living, and mankind had gotten so far away. And in order Because you see, God loves us all. He loves the worst sinner out there. It doesn't mean that that sinner can continue living his life and pass from this life into the next life still a sinner and make heaven his home. No, he's going to make hell his home and eventually wind up in that lake of fire. But they just don't seem to care because they don't understand all of the pain and torment they are going to be going through in that lake of fire and no way out of it, and it will never stop. It will be for eternity. 9. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been particle in the law. 10. Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Now, the reference here in 10 that I just read is not to God's universal fatherhood of all humanity, but to his unique relation to Israel. Because this is who he is talking to during this time period. He is trying to deal with Israel itself. And they're not listening to him. Now, 11. Judah has dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem, for Judah has profaned the holiness of the Lord, which he loved, and has married the daughter of a strange god. He's married the daughter of a strange god. The Lord will cut off the man that doeth this, the master and the scholar, out of the tabernacle of Jacob, and him that offereth an offering unto the Lord of hosts. 13. And this have ye done again, covering the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping, and with crying out, insomuch that he regardeth not the offering any more, or receiveth it with goodwill at your hand. 14. Yet you say, wherefore? Because the Lord has been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously. Yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant? And you see, we find there that he is letting Israel know that a lot of them have married the daughter of strange gods, and the problem of intermarriage with the heathen was fairly complicated by some of the men in Israel divorcing their Hebrew wives to marry heathen women, and therefore both intermarriage and divorce are condemned. You see, they was divorcing their Jewish wives and would marry women from the Gentile nations that had no God, not the real God. They worshiped other gods that were not real. And they had a lot of them, which we have seen quite a few of them since we began this Bible study months back. And we will see even a lot more of them. Now, verse 15, and did not he make one, yet had he the residue of the Spirit, and wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed. Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. He's really letting them know what they have done and are doing by divorcing their Jewish wives to marry these, as the word calls them, strange women. These Gentile women that is outside of the law. Now, 16. For the law, the Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he hateth putting away, for one covereth violence with his garment, saith the Lord. Folks, therefore take heed to your spirit, that ye deal not treacherously. Live our lives to where we are not breaking the commandments and the statutes of Almighty God. Malachi's day, it was in breaking the law and the word that was given them through the law. But it was those things that they were breaking. Now you and I, today, when we are doing things we are told not to do, we are breaking the word of Almighty God. And we are not walking in and with the Holy Spirit of God, which means that if we claim to be Christians and we go to church even, but we are not living that word as it is given to us, then we are not only just a sinner, but we are also a liar and living a lie. Now, he told that, therefore, take heed to your spirit, that ye deal not treacherously, but to deal straight up with the Lord our God. 17. Ye have worried the Lord with your words, yet you say within, have we worried him? Wherein? You see, there in 17, you have worried the Lord with your words, yet you say, wherein have we worried him? when you say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them, or where is the God of judgment? Because when we are honestly the children of Almighty God, born again, we don't have to ask that question, where are you? We know where he's at. He is within us. Now, there may be reasons at times that he's not doing exactly what we think he should be doing, because he knows what is best for each and every one of us. And what is best for me may not be best for you. And what's best for you may not be best for me. Because we each have a work for him. But we are called according to his will, his way, for the work that he is wanting from each of us. And he gives us the equipment and the power and all to be able to complete the work that he will ask of you and I. Think about that. We have now come to the end of chapter 2. We're going to stop there. And tomorrow, we will finish up with Malachi, because there's only 4 chapters of it. Now, whether we finish it all in the morning, or whether it takes both morning and evening, but I don't think so, because you see, the 3rd chapter is only 18 verses, and the 4th chapter is actually only 6. So we should be able to finish this book of Malachi in the morning. But there has been a lot in it that we needed to know and to be able to see, because there's a lot of things going on today that is matching a lot of what we have just been over in the first 2 chapters. Think about it. Now, as we stop here for the evening, let's get ready now and go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as I close your word, Father, I do thank you for this word, because, Father, I love your word. And we know that without your word, Father, we would never be able to make heaven our home. Now, Father, we do pray for Jerusalem. We pray for Jerusalem and Israel to have peace. But Father, even more than that, we pray that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and as their Messiah. In this land, Father, in which you and I live, Father, because you live in us, So that lets us know that you are also living here in our land. You know what kind of hardship and evil things has been done in this land. And I'm asking and praying, Father, that all of your children are praying the same prayer and asking for those that are sitting in our government offices that are filled with evil, that has brought this evil upon this land and this country, be replaced. Father, remove them from office and replace them with those that love you, love the Lord Jesus, and loves this land, and will work with us to put the government back upon the foundation in which they have taken it off of, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, those that are part of this ministry and those that call in to listen, to join us that way, Father, I'm praying for each and every one of them that I do know. Because you see, Father, I have those that are a part of this ministry in my heart. And I'm asking for them to be taken care of, Father. And those that are walking with any kind of sickness or disease of any type, that through the stripes that the Lord Jesus Christ bore, we are healed. That is a promise, Father. We have to claim it, stand on it in faith, knowing that what we have asked has been done. Now, Jesus, any powers Dennis Lee, Amy, Tom, Jacob, James Taylor, Bobby and Millie Johnson, my wife. Father, I pray for all of those in our nursing home here in Brandenburg. Sue Branson, Daryl and Debbie, Courtney and Shane, Chris and Sam, and myself, all stand in need, Father, of greater faith. And they are some that is in need of Jesus. I pray that they be kept safe through this evening and tonight, and that they will all come back to be with us in this study and grow close to the Lord Jesus. Father, we praise your holy name. We give you honor, glory, because it's all yours, Father. And we thank you for everything that we have, because we know that it was by your power and might, Father, that we have it. Now be with us and keep us safe. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, all. Have a good evening and a good night. And I pray that you'll be with me in the morning at 10 a.m. Until then, walk with God, he'll walk with you. Good night, all.